God. Guys, we are in a series called God's Top 10, and we are in commandment number 4. The first commandment was, you shall have no gods before me. Second, you shall have no idols. Last week, we talked about honor my name. You should not misuse the name of the Lord. And today, we're talking about the commandment regarding the Sabbath, where God says, on the Sabbath, you shall do no work. The Sabbath belongs to God. Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11, it says this: remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. It is the longest commandment that is in the Ten Commandments. And it's interesting enough, it is the most neglected. There was there's a study done of the people across the pond over there in England. And it says this: most Britons believe that only 6 of the 10 commandments are relevant today as rules by which to live their lives, according to a recent poll. New research conducted by YouGov divulges that nearly half of the Ten Commandments are not considered worthy to be followed by a majority of those living in the United Kingdom, even Christians. It says this: idolatry, whether it be worshiping a graven image, a car, a job, money, or even another person, was not regarded as a significant sin to an overwhelming majority of Britons. Fewer than a third of Britons say that people should not worship idols. Let's see here. And when it comes to honoring God's name with one's mouth, most on the island nation no longer believe it's a big deal. Most people no longer mind taking the Lord's name in vain, the British researchers found out. Just under a quarter, 23% of the overall population say you may not use the name of the Lord as a curse word, including 38% of Christians and just 7% of the non-religious. God's commandment to worship him and him alone was near Britain's priority, the bottom of Britain's priority list concerning the Ten Commandments. The first of the Ten Commandments, they found, that I am the Lord thy God, you shall have no other gods before me, is one of the least important in the British Isles, according to the public. Only 1 in 5 Britons, 20%, still believe that the Christian God's monopoly on worship is still relevant in modern Britain. And this is the kicker: resting on the seventh day was also looked upon in the UK as an archaic directive from God that no longer applies today. Keeping the Sabbath day holy is seen as the least relevant of all the commandments in the modern era, the researchers point out. Fewer than 1 in 5, 19% of Britons say keeping Sundays holy is still an important principle to live by, including fewer than a third of Christians, 31%, and 7% of the non-religious. Well, it's a good thing we threw all their tea in the harbor and kicked them out of here back in 1776, right? You know? No, I'm just kidding. I didn't, no offense, Tony. I really don't mean to be making comments like that here in church. We love you. We love you, really do. But guys, here's the truth, okay? Here's the truth. God takes the Sabbath seriously, and so should we. So should we, because he takes it seriously, so should we. Numbers 15:32 through 36 says this: while the Israelites were in the wilderness, a man was found to be gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses and Aaron and the whole assembly, and they kept him in custody because it was not clear what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, the man must die. The whole assembly must stone him outside the camp for gathering wood on the Sabbath day. So the assembly took him outside the camp and stoned him to death as the Lord God commanded Moses. Wow. For gathering wood on a Sabbath. What in the world is going on here? Why would that be so serious an offense to God as to merit death? Well, not only back in the day did they mandate a weekly Sabbath, but get this, they had what was called a Sabbath year. Every 7 years, now get this, this is where we get the word sabbatical. Every 7 years, look what would happen. If you lived in the nation of Israel, they for an entire year, you didn't work. Now, it was an agrarian society, so fields would grow, but you had no work. You were not allowed to work that entire year. All debts were canceled. Credit card debt, car loans, donkey loans, whatever it is. that you had, a mortgage, whatever, all debts were canceled, all work was stopped, farmers didn't plant their fields, nothing. It was a Sabbath year. Now I get all of that. I would like that. That sounds really good. But guys, what is the number one problem facing us today? Isn't it stress? Isn't that the number one thing? Let me ask you, this week, what was the number one thing that kept you away from God, kept you from prayer, kept you away from study? Was it your belief system that you have a problem with God, or is it just the fact that you were too busy? What is the number one thing that separates us from God? Busyness, isn't it? Kind of like we heard up here, like Suzanne said. Well, everyone is so stressed out all the time. And so we have people who are constantly stressed in Western society saying that keep the Sabbath holy is the least relevant of all the commands. Aren't we smart? Well, you know, a guy was hired to paint a highway, and first day he did 10 miles painting the highway. And the next day he did 6 miles. Next day, he did 2 miles, and his supervisor came up to him and said, hey, man, you know, you started off great. You were doing 10 miles, but this last day, you just did 2 miles. What's going on? He goes, man, it's getting further and further to walk back to the paint can. He was working harder, but not smarter. And guys, that's pretty much what we are doing right now. Sometimes the best investment you can make in your work is taking time off. See, guys, there are three things about the Sabbath that we have to understand here today, all right? Three things about it. First of all, the Sabbath is a place to renew. It's a place to renew. Write that down, renew. Mark 2:27, then he, meaning Jesus, said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, humanity, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. See, guys, the Sabbath, taking a day off, honoring the Sabbath like God says to do, reminds us that we're human beings, not human doings. Okay? The big question is, and I want to ask this, and I want to let it linger here. Is Jesus Lord of your Sabbath? Is he? Is he sovereign over your Sabbath? That's a good question. It really is amazing how many aspects of this life require rest. All right? I'm attempting to do something called lifting weights. I've started this program. It's called Body Beast. It's a DVD workout, and what I've found is that you only work out one muscle group a day. The reason is because your muscles actually build in your days off. When you work out, when you lift a weight, your muscles actually get torn down, and it's the days off that they rebuild back stronger. I didn't know that before I started lifting weights. Sleep. How many of us have gone without sleep for more than a day? Like you've been up for more than 24 hours, okay? Sometimes you know what happens. Your body starts breaking down. Automobiles. If you're going to drive, you have to actually pull off and turn the key off and fill up so that you can drive some more. It's amazing how many things in this life require rest. I had to leave the men's retreat early last night. How many men were on the men's retreat yesterday? That was a good time. That was great. Yeah, because I referee indoor soccer on Saturday nights. And my last game started at 11:50 p.m. last night. And they're usually over by 12:40 in the morning. I usually get home about 1 o'clock in the morning on Sundays. And well, one team showed up for the 11:50 game, the other team didn't. And so the people said, well, you know, if you want to go on home, you can go on home. And I should have. All common sense said, go to the house. You've been, you know, you had a long day, you've already worked out, you know, everything, go to the house. But one of the teams was there, and there were a few players from the previous game still there, and they wanted to play pickup. And they were all hotshot high school players with big mouths and high school attitudes, and they were begging for an old guy to knock them down a few notches. Okay? And so I said, I'll play. And seriously, they laughed. Oh, it's on. It's on. And I should have just gone home, but I can't say no to a game of soccer. I just love it too much. Well, guys, I wound up overdoing it. This morning, all I was doing was laying in bed. My alarm went off, and I went to sit up, and I pulled a muscle in my back. And I wasn't listening to my body last night. It said, go home. And I laid there, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stand at church today. And the pain in my back was just incredible. That's why the stool's right there, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to stand up today. But right now, ibuprofen is my best friend. But I reflected on that, though, guys. Now I'm forced to take time off. See, if I didn't listen to myself, I didn't listen to the signals, now I'm forced by pain to take time off. See, guys, Sabbath happens whether you choose it or whether you're forced to. I realize. Pain forces us to take a Sabbath. How many of us can say the same thing? Not necessarily a pain in the back, but how many of us have experienced pain because we didn't listen to God? We didn't listen to our bodies. We didn't listen to our family saying stop. How many of us have experienced, I mean, I've experienced some pain in my back, but how many of us have experienced the pain of rebellious children because we were absent? How many of us have are the pain of distant friendships because we wouldn't take time off to spend with them? How many of us have experienced and have destroyed our health because we don't sleep enough? How many of us have hurt the people around us because we said things while we were stressed out not doing things that other people put on us, but stressed out because of our schedules that we're in control of. We don't take time to renew. Pain forces us to. We will take a Sabbath. It's just whether you choose or whether it's forced on you. Dalai Lama was asked what the strangest thing about humanity, and he said this. He said, man, because he sacrifices his health in order to make money. And then he sacrifices his money to recoup his health. And then he's so anxious about the future that he does not enjoy the present. And the result being that he does not live in the present or the future. He lives as if he's never going to die and then dies having never really lived. See, guys, the Sabbath is a place to renew, to be renewed in our faith, to be renewed in our spirits, to be renewed in our families, to be renewed in our relationships. That's the first purpose of the Sabbath. The second purpose of the Sabbath, guys, is it's a place to reconnect. Everybody say reconnect. Luke 5, 15 through 16. Yet the news about him, meaning Jesus, spread all the more so that the crowds of people came to hear him and be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. See, guys, Jesus was a busy man. Everybody wanted a piece of him. Everybody wanted a piece of his time. Everybody wanted him to heal them because that man, he was the Son of God. Everybody needed his time. He's constantly being pulled in every direction. So he often left the stress and got alone with God to reconnect. To reconnect. No, yes, he could pray while he was working. I've heard that excuse. I can just pray wherever I am. I don't need to go away. I don't need to get alone. I've heard that. Yes, he could worship anywhere at any time because God's everywhere. No, he was not being legalistic about going to a building, which I've heard before, because church can be anywhere. But he saw the need to reconnect with God away from the busyness in a place that was away from everything else. Guys, tonight's the Super Bowl. Tonight's the Super Bowl. I don't know if you knew that or not. Anybody got plans? Who's got Super Bowl party plans? You got Super Bowl party plans? Okay. All right. People getting together, friends, family. What if I was to call you? You have Super Bowl plans. If I call you and say, hey, you want to come over to my house tonight? You'd say, I already have plans. I know that because that's what you guys always tell me whenever I ask you to vote. You guys are the most planned out people I've ever known. But when you made plans, you schedule your week around it. You've prepared for it. It's a given. It is the given, your plans. And it's not one of several things you might do tonight. You are doing this because you've invested and you're prepared for it. Well, I would like to suggest something radical. I mean radical. Radical, people. And this, many of you have already done it, and I like that. But I like to suggest that Sunday morning becomes like that. That the Sabbath, worship time, becomes that. Okay, it's not one of the many things you do. It is the given on Sunday morning where we put aside time to get away from the busyness and come here as a church and reconnect with God and with each other. One of our core values around here is Sunday is for worship only. That's one of our core values. You hear it all the time. And I'm calling all Christians to decide in advance, that Sunday is for worship only. Nothing, and I mean nothing, gets in the way. That's what I'm calling everyone at Catalyst Christian Church to do. All right, worship is not one option among many things for Sunday morning. It is the given. If you're a Christian, worship with your church family should be one of the top two or three priorities in your week. That's why the Sabbath was put in the Ten Commandments. right? Nothing. Laundry, sports, laziness, family gatherings, work around the home, get your Sunday morning. And I realize this is revolutionary. It's not very American. It's totally revolutionary. And I've never been challenged in my life to prioritize Sunday morning. I never have. I never was. I've never been challenged to prepare myself in upcoming days for Sunday morning worship. I've never even given it a thought. However, I'm challenging Calvary Christian Church. And I want you guys to write these down. All right, to give Sunday morning over to God, never take it back. There's seven things that I want you guys to do when keeping the Sabbath holy, and you'll see why. Number one, I'm going to ask you to consecrate Saturday evening and Saturday night for preparation. Pray for your pastor, me, and John, Rob, Aaron, all the people that we need it. The second thing, I want you to keep the Sabbath holy by praying for non-Christian people who are struggling. Pray that they would find their way to church and invite them. Pray for the Holy Spirit to be powerful at your church and his church the next day. The third thing, confess your sins and ask forgiveness before you leave for church. Enter the church body as a pure and forgiven person. Don't bring unconfessed sin into this church, into the gathering. Take care of that outside. Number four, I'm going to ask you to get to church early. Oops. Don't fly into the church parking lot on two wheels and be here 10 minutes late. Get to church 10 minutes, 20 minutes early. Fellowship. Spend time before the service, maybe walking through each pew and praying for the people that will be there. Pray that the worship time would move people. Pray for the volunteers, for the children who are going to be learning about God for maybe the first time over there. Pray, spend time in prayer for them. That's the way we keep the Sabbath holy. Parents, pray for your children. Pray that they would encounter God in a real and relevant way during their time at the church gathering. Number six, use a bathroom before church. You have 1 hour of worship. Don't miss it by having to get up and go. Number seven, this is the big one. Expect the miraculous to happen. Have we so belittled the power of God, people, that we don't think anything's going to happen here while we're together? Have we so belittled the power that we don't think that someone who's addicted to drugs can come in here and be delivered from their addiction? Is that how small we think the power of God is? Expect that a struggling marriage will be healed today. Expect that a non-believer will come to Christ today. Is there anything that's too hard for God to accomplish? No, there's not. So let's keep the Sabbath holy by reconnecting with God and with each other and doing these things, keeping it holy. So guys, Sabbath, it just isn't a time for you to reconnect with God. It's also a time for you to reconnect with the purposes God has for you. All right? See, why was Jesus withdrawing to lonely places to pray? Because he was on a mission to accomplish God's will. And he not only needed to connect with God, but he needed to connect with his purpose and what God wanted him to do. That's why I'm asking the church to include those seven things in your Sabbath. All those things are part of God's work that we need to reconnect with. And the third thing is, guys, the Sabbath is a place to refocus, to refocus. Romans 8:38 through 39 says this, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I want to give you guys some perspective. We need to refocus. Because a lot of times we just get kind of, we lose perspective. You guys, check this out. Here's a pic of the earth. You are here. We're not in California. That's what we're more to the right. Okay? But just remember, that's where you are. But that's not big enough perspective for me. Let's go out a little bit further. You are here. Third rock from the sun. But really, that's not even a big enough perspective. Let's go out just a little bit. You are there. That's the Milky Way galaxy. And when you really get perspective, when you take Sabbath and you realize that this is how God sees everything, all of a sudden you just stop thinking that everything in life is so important. How many of you all like Calvin and Hobbes? I like Calvin and Hobbes. Greatest cartoon ever made. Well, I love this. Check this out. This is Calvin looking at it says, "Wow, look at this bug go. What on earth would make a bug hurry?" and he shouts to the bug, "You're deluding yourself, stupid. Nothing you do is important. You're just a bug." Oh, gosh, look at the time. And he runs away. I like to ask that same question. What on earth would make us so stressed? Well, guys, if you don't take Sabbath, you don't have that perspective. See, guys, I'm a very, very busy person like you are. I've got kids, husband, all three of my children at home play sports. I mean, the big, it's very, very busy. And I laid out my schedule on everything that I do throughout the day, and really there's not a lot of downtime. And that's why I need Sunday mornings. That's why I need Sabbath more than anything. Is because, guys, with all the busyness going on, my true life purpose gets lost. And so does yours. You are not here to be the most busy and most successful version of yourself. That's not why you're here. Those things are nice. Being busy, you know, being successful, that's great. I'm not knocking that at all. But that's not why you're here. You are here to be intimate with God. That is your purpose, is to know God and to be known by Him. That is it. That is your purpose. And guys, when we forget, when we don't take Sabbath, when we don't take that day and to reconnect and refocus with God, this is what happens. This is what happens. Then our life reorients into what is in front of us. When we don't hear the word of God being preached, when we don't study our Bibles, we don't pray, when we don't take time to refocus, our life reorients to the things in front of us. TV, media, social media, cell phone, iPad, work, money, cars, houses. And we start thinking that that is what life is about. And we lose our purpose. I would say loss of purpose is the biggest thing that Americans are struggling with today. And Sabbath was specifically designed to stop that from happening. Guys, I'll tell you what. Truth is, I need weekly to be with you all. I do. I need to sing praises to God. Yes, I need that. I need to hear God's word preached. I do. Because, guys, that cuts through the fog that this world throws at you. It cuts through the lie that you're just here to be for yourself, that you're here to be comfortable, you're here to be happy, you're here to be successful, to have it all your way. It refocuses you. And the fact that life is short, life is a gift, and life has a purpose only daily walking with God can give you. Guys, without Sabbath, I would run the risk of thinking that TV shows, entertainment, comforts are what life is all about. And all out there are people buying that lie. Well, Jesus told a pretty amazing story about this. We've said the Sabbath is a place to renew, to reconnect, and refocus. Jesus told a really neat story about this. He told a story about two guys, very famous parable, two guys who were not renewed, who were disconnected, who were out of focus. He said that the man was walking on the road to Damascus, and he fell among thieves, and they beat him, and they took his stuff and left him for dead. And two religious guys, one a Pharisee and one a Levite, walked by, and they saw him, and they were too busy, and they walked right by, both of them. And then a Samaritan, a guy who was renewed, who was reconnected, and was refocused, was walking by. I don't know if he'd just been to church, I don't know. But I do know this, he wasn't too busy. And he saw the man, took pity on him, and he bandaged his wounds, and he took him to an inn, and he got him a room, and he gave the innkeeper money, and he said, "I'm going to be coming back through here in a month. If there are any extra expenses, I'll pay them." And Jesus said, which one was the neighbor? Which one did what was right? The religious people or the Samaritan? Guys, I'm telling you, the two religious guys missed it. Not because they were evil, because they were busy. And I wonder how many opportunities to fulfill God's purpose for us we miss every day. Not because we're evil, not because we're bad, not because we don't care, but we're just simply too busy. We don't have the perspective that God has. The And so, guys, unless we honor the Sabbath, unless we're constantly renewed by God, reconnected in Him and His purpose, and refocus on what we are truly here to do, we will be no better than the people that Jesus condemned in that story. I'm going to invite the band to come on back up. And we're going to spend some time in worship. And I want, guys, right now, three things. You are here to be renewed, to have your spirit renewed, to be encouraged. You're here to reconnect with God, not only just with God, but to His purposes in your life. What purposes does God have for you that you've been missing? Reconnect with them right now. And what and we are supposed to be refocused. Don't be like that little bug scurrying around with no purpose. Realize that you are here for a reason. Refocus. And ask God what it is that He wants you to focus on now. Sabbath. Enjoy. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father.